This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Hi, and welcome to the Wealth Made Simple podcast. I'm Matthew Klein with Copley Financial Group. If you'd like more information on anything you hear in today's show, please reach out to us at 888-WEALTH-9 or visit us at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com. You can also reach out and visit us at copleyfinancial.com. Today, I'd like to go a little bit off topic and talk about where you might want to live in retirement. Some people are happy staying in the home that they've built for many decades, while others live in cold climates, like myself in New York and Tony as well up in Minnesota, and tend to be snowbirds, right? Dividing their time across different places, Florida and Arizona, just to name a few. But what's becoming increasingly more popular is people going to live abroad permanently, permavacationers, as they're sometimes called. And this is becoming increasingly popular, not just with the uber wealthy, but with people on a budget as well, as developing countries have areas that suit their needs. One great place to get information on this was a U.S. News and World Report article I looked into, Best Affordable Places to Retire Overseas in 2023. So let's talk a little bit about some of the destinations they listed. The first being, and I'm probably going to butcher this name, Chitre, Panama, which has about 9,000 people in its population. It's the capital of the Herrera region, which boasts about 80,000 people. And it's only a short drive from Panama City, which is the capital, about 4 hours away. So very accessible. It's increasingly popular destination for American retirees. And one of the reasons being, I think, is the infrastructure that has been built there is of a larger city. It has a lot of healthcare options, well-maintained roads and sidewalks. You're going to find a lot of U.S. style grocery stores and shopping and things of that nature. And for all those reasons, a lot of people are choosing to live there permanently after retirement. But before we dive deeper into this topic, let's bring our co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Wow. Here I am. Wow. That's close. I'm standard definition there. So, wow. I jumped right into the camera there. You know, they say in my defense, though, Matt, they say the camera adds about 100 pounds.
So okay. That's I've read that somewhere. So
yeah,
I believe
that's,
you.
That's my defense. But this sounds like an interesting topic. I mean, you know, I could do my job from a beach somewhere, you know, holding a drink with one of those little paper umbrellas. I think I could live somewhere like that. And I love talking about retiring in ways that are maybe a little bit broader or more unusual. And my wife and I have often toyed with this. And, you know, I have to say, a small but growing city, just a quick drive from ocean beaches, that sounds pretty tempting. I mean, I've heard that Panama is a popular place for a lot of Americans to retire because the cost of living is low, mm-hmm. and they do offer a lot of the amenities we're used to, right?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. You're going to be able to stretch that nest egg that you have a lot further in a place like this. You're going to get warm climates all year long. And if you're going to be able to access, you know, adequate health care, you know, couldn't see a reason why you wouldn't want to entertain the idea, right?
Yeah. Well, exactly. I think that's huge. And, you know, obviously there are a lot of different places people can check out. What's another one?
Sure. There's Corozal in the northern part of Belize, located on the Corozal Bay. Lots of beaches there. The Caribbean, well known for calm, safe waters for those that like to do adventurous stuff like sailing and water sports.
Nice.
Yeah. Really beautiful, picturesque type community. It lacks in some of the amenities, but it is just 10 miles from Chetumal, Mexico. Hope I didn't butcher that too bad. And, you know, when you get to Chetumal, you're going to be able to find U.S. products, high quality healthcare, all the stuff that you're going to need to get by. So, you know, provides a really nice compromise, not too far from the main areas.
Wow, that's one I hadn't heard about. So that's interesting. So Belize, I've heard of Belize, and that's neat. Corozal, that's very cool, and it's close to a town that's not so small, where they have more amenities, and you can get access to U.S. products, healthcare. That's good to know. Modern amenities in Mexico, a rural, laid-back lifestyle in Belize. Sounds like the best of both worlds to me.
Yeah, I happen to agree. I starting to think, why wait for retirement, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, really, really. We could do our jobs from there, right?
Yeah, without a doubt, especially the way things are set up these days with video conferencing, which also brings up another great point. If you decide that you want to move to one of these areas in retirement, doesn't mean that you have to break ties from the States completely. For instance, your good old neighborhood financial advisor like myself can still handle your portfolio through Zoom calls like these, right?
Yeah, that's really handy. And if you're going to try something like this, you really need to work with a financial services professional like yourself to make sure that your budget's going to work. And there are a lot of I's to be dotted and T's to cross, I assume, to make something like this happen. What do you have next? What's another place you see some Americans retiring?
Next up, we have Pattaya, Thailand, and that's going to be on the Southeast Asia, really considered one of the most affordable places in the world to live right now. And you're going to see a disparity in development across the country, sure. But it has a really reduced cost of living, high quality of life. It's on Thailand's eastern seaboard, numerous beaches, very laid back waterfront lifestyles. And it's also known for having some of the cleanest beaches in the region. So if you're looking to just relax and really stretch your dollar, this might be a great place for you.
Yeah, and I understand that's a community that has a lot of expats, a lot of Americans living there already, which also makes it easier for you if you want to move there. And I can see the appeal of a good old-fashioned adventure. A lot of retirees, if they're in good health, it seems like there would be a great deal of appeal or comfort in moving to a place like that.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you. I think there's a lot of appeal, even if you're not in retirement.
Yeah, that's true. The more we talk about this, the more you and I might be doing this from another location, right?
Yeah, nice
beach. See if I could get my wife to move to Belize or one of these places.
Nice beachfront podcast presentation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people aren't into beaches. That's not their forte. So if you wanted to maybe go somewhere more cultural like Europe, but at less of the cost, a lot of places in Europe can be really expensive. I would recommend Sanlúcar de Barrameda in Spain. It's on the Atlantic coastline in the southwest of Spain. Large sandy beaches there as well, but you're really going to find a huge popular history center, a lot of people speaking English there, and they're known for their sherry wine industry. It's what they call the sherry triangle, and it's just this combination of, I guess, the soil, air, and all the elements make it perfect to grow those types of grapes. Called the sherry production. Yeah, and it supposedly has really affordable beachfront living, and again, you're going to find that beautiful weather all year round. So
wow,
yeah.
Well, and living in Spain would give you relatively quick and easy access to popular European destinations like Paris, Rome, Venice, London, which would make exploring Europe on a modest retirement budget more realistic.
Yeah, you're right in the middle of everything right there in Eastern Europe. I personally, Spain was, I think, my favorite place I've visited. It's beautiful.
So my wife said when she halfway through college, she took a trip to Europe and backpacked around with a friend, and they did some traveling, and she did a study abroad in Spain. She said Spain was by far her favorite too.
Yeah. We have that in common. Of all the places, that's probably the first that I would consider. And again, like you said, the location, you just can't beat it. You're right in the middle of everything. So
yeah, that's really cool. So obviously, you can keep your relationship once again with your financial advisor, like yourself. Your clients could retire to these places and it's not a problem, is it?
No, of course not. Especially any of the locations, really, but Spain, especially, they're very modern. They all should have good internet access, things like that, that you'll need to communicate with people. And you're going to need the advisor or someone like myself to make sure you don't run out of money in a third world country, right?
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. So why don't we take a moment here to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up that consultation to see if something like this might be available to them in retirement.
Sure. If you have any questions about anything you've heard on any of the podcasts, you can go ahead and reach out at 888-WEALTH-9 or wealthmadesimplepodcast.com or copleyfinancial.com. And again, we offer a complimentary retirement plan customized to you. Or if you just have a couple of quick questions, we're happy to answer those as well.
All right. That sounds great. And Matt, during the show today, you've been talking to us about some of the most affordable overseas options and destinations for retirees who might be looking for an adventure after they say goodbye to their careers. And in some cases, retiring overseas can help them actually stretch their budget in a way that will allow them to enjoy retirement that in a way that might not be possible if they stayed here in the States. So I think that's a big aspect to look at. And I've enjoyed your geography lesson so far today. What do you have for us next?
Sure. We have Cuenca, Ecuador. So we're gonna head down to South America. It's a really quaint area, cobblestone streets, very preserved historical centers. They're going to have modern internet, like I mentioned before, reliable nice. Drinking water and electricity, stuff that I think
those are all things I would be a must for me.
Yeah,
I have
exactly.
to have really good internet. I have to be able to have internet and a good, reliable drinking water, healthcare and amenities, electricity. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Those are necessities, especially healthcare. I think as retirement progresses, becomes more and more important, obviously. It's going to boast a really low cost of living. And the real estate prices are really reasonable down there. One big benefit to Ecuador is they use the US dollar. So it makes it a little bit easier. Yeah.
That's good. No pesos or anything. That's good.
No,
the US dollar.
No worries.
You don't want to have to carry. You don't want to have to carry around a wheelbarrow with 100,000 pesos just to buy a soda, right?
Right, right. And also, you don't have to worry about exchange rates hurting your retirement, you know? So,
yeah,
something to think about. It supposedly has excellent healthcare that's very affordable. Interesting note about Cuenca, Ecuador is it's 8,400 feet elevation.
Wow.
So you're going to have some of that thinner air. People who have respiratory problems might want to reconsider this, but being so elevated, it's going to give you a nice temperate climate all year round, which is beautiful.
Wow, that's really good. And plus, there's mountain views, that reliance you talked about on the U.S. dollar. I can see why Ecuador would hold appeal for a lot of people. And, you know, it is interesting. Ecuador isn't one I've heard a lot about, but, you know, now that you say it, I'm sure there's a lot of expats there just because of the cost of living.
Yeah, I think you're going to find a lot of Americans in all of these destinations. That's one thing that they all have in common is an increasing retirement population from the States.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So where do we want to head next?
We're going to head back to Europe for Popoli, Italy, which is, yeah, supposedly very beautiful. I haven't been there. I've been to Italy, but not this area. Surrounded by ancient mountains, rolling hills, farm fields, a lot of tree-covered cliffs, that type of thing. If you're into hiking, this is going to be a real destination for you. You might want to seriously consider sightseeing, bird watching, you know, stuff like that. Canoeing, vineyards, orchids, all stuff that they're known for over there. Supposedly just a beautiful area. And again, it's on this list because it's going to be able to help you stretch that dollar. A lot of places in Europe, especially Italy, can be very expensive. Not the case here. So it's going to help you really enjoy the lifestyle that you're looking for.
Yeah, it has that old world appeal. And I think that's beautiful. That's kind of a picturesque city there in Italy. I've never been there, but I've heard about it. And it would be pretty intriguing for our listeners out there who might be looking for a home amidst, you know, all that great Italian wine and food and culture at an affordable price. That's huge.
Yeah, no, I agree. If you can afford it to stay in Italy in retirement, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there are a couple other destinations that were in that article. Some were in America. These were the ones that really struck me as gems that people probably haven't heard of. And that's why I kind of curated the list down to these.
Yeah, I think that's great. And so obviously there's a lot there, and you know, we've covered a lot here. Now, have you ever come across anybody you've known or worked with that has retired out of the country?
Coincidentally, no. I don't have any clients that have taken that leap yet. Hopefully some of them will listen to this podcast and maybe consider it.
Yeah.
It's something that I think is becoming increasingly popular in recent years. So I do expect for it to happen at some point. Yeah. I have many clients who have relocated in retirement.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know, Florida and the Carolinas are really big destination spots.
Arizona.
And Arizona. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Some Las Vegas and California as well.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. Climate, taxes, you know. Sure.
Yeah. Those are the prevailing motivators. Absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah.
Who can blame them, right? You know, you're going to pay less. True. And have better weather, especially health wise. I think the dry air out west can be a big positive.
Yeah, the drier air. I think there's parts of Florida I love, and I get a lot of people retire there because it's warm. But the humidity, you know, June, July, and August are killers.
It really is. It's probably not for me personally, but I can see the appeal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Key West. I mean, if you gave me a house in Key West, I wouldn't turn it down.
I think that's where, you know, give one to you, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably why there's a lot of snowbirds. You go down there and you get sick of some of the, you know, the differences, and you head back up north, and then you get sick of the cold and you head back down. So,
yeah, there are a lot of snowbirds, and I've known people, you know, I'm from Minnesota originally and grew up there, lived most of my life in Minnesota. And so many people from Minnesota have retired, or even before retirement, moved to Florida and moved back because of just the people and the weirdness down in Florida. There's a lot of different things. Maybe the alligators, you know, they don't like to golf around alligators in the pond, or the humidity mainly, I would think. But you know, there, that's why I think Arizona has really taken off, because of the dry heat, and Vegas as well. Palm Springs, California is a huge retirement area. I visited there recently, and it's mostly seniors out there in senior communities. And that's a beautiful place. You know, you can complain all you want about LA and San Francisco and the concrete jungle and the weirdness, but Palm Springs is really set apart. It's still relatively small, not bad traffic, and it's beautiful there. I mean, there's no humidity whatsoever. So,
yeah, no, you can have a 100-degree day, and with that dry heat, it's very manageable. You don't mind going outside. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. The dry heat is head and shoulders better than, you know, going into that humidity, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the humidity. I mean, down in like Savannah, Georgia, Florida, the humidity there, it's killer. I mean, yeah, it really is. But unbearable. You mentioned the Carolinas are popular. It does get humid there sometimes, but I know that's a popular destination too for a lot of seniors.
More and more clients are talking about it, and I have a couple that have gone down there. I mean, the property taxes are almost non-existent, and what you get for the money is just incredible. I think,
especially compared to New York metro area, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the city. Yeah, for sure. I mean, property taxes aren't going to be anywhere near, and that's a huge draw for people relocating. Great show today, Matt. I mean, this is a great topic, and hopefully we've gotten people thinking about this. But the first step is to have a financial plan in place and a full retirement plan in writing. And that's what you do. You can help your clients make sure that their portfolios are properly managed and make sure that their, you know, the risk management is at the right level for their personal needs. And I think that's a big, big win for people. It can make a huge difference. It can make or break a retirement. So how can our listeners out there get a hold of you? Give them that phone number and web address one more time.
Sure. It's 888-WEALTH-9 and Wealth Made Simple Podcast or CopleyFinancial.com. I look forward to hearing from anybody who has any questions or concerns or is looking to build out a custom retirement plan to ensure the safety and longevity of their golden years.
All right. Well, thanks, Matt, so much. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of the Wealth Made Simple podcast with our host, Matt Klein.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888-932-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.